We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Gas prices will not be keeping people home this weekend.
AAA expects almost 42 million people to get away this Memorial Day weekend, with some 90% traveling by car, despite an increase in gas prices.
Right on the cusp of $3, probably even get a little over it.
Opus chief oil analyst Denton Cinquegana, making for the most expensive Memorial Day drive since 2014, though
the market is kind of poised and ripe for a little bit of a sell-off.
And cheaper prices at the pump to come. For now, wherever you're going by car this weekend, leave early. Do a thorough vehicle check. Bring snacks and water. And don't forget the reason why we celebrate Memorial Day. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A second man has pleaded guilty to kidnapping and raping a suburban Kansas City sheriff's deputy.
23-year-old Brady Allen Newman Cattle entered the plea Thursday to aggravated kidnapping, two rape counts, and aggravated criminal sodomy. Another man, William Luth, was sentenced previously to more than 41 years in prison for abducting the deputy in October 2016 from the parking lot of a detention center in Olathe. As she arrived at work, she wasn't in her uniform. She was released in the Missouri suburb of Lee's Summit 2 hours later. Newman Cottle and Luth are both from suburbs on the Missouri side. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Hawaii is getting ready just in case the very active volcano erupting on the Big Island gets even more active.
The Marines have deployed two large helicopters to Hawaii's Big Island in case lava from Mount Kilauea flows across highways isolating certain neighborhoods. They can each carry up to 50 people at a time. Thousands of people have already had to evacuate, but the volcano's activity level means things could get worse before they get better. Several fissures have opened up in the ground. Some of them have lava pouring from vents across the southeast part of the island. There were at least three points where rivers of lava were hitting the ocean. Scientists say they're monitoring new cracks that continue to widen, and they warn more volcanic activity is likely. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The New York Stock Exchange is breaking new ground with its new leader.
History is being made today at the New York Stock Exchange, as Stacey Cunningham becomes the first woman to take on the role of president of the financial market in its 226-year existence. She started her career as a floor clerk at the Stock Exchange in 1996 and is the 67th president of the big board. Now, two of the world's most well-known financial exchanges are led by women. Adina Friedman became CEO of NASDAQ in January 2017. In New York City, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
This year's Wichita River Festival runs from June 1st to the 9th. Windwagon Smith number 45, Tim Norton, is the festival's official ambassador. He talks with KNSS News about the importance of volunteers.
We have 200 volunteers that help out year-round, planning and being part of the logistics, but then over 7,000 volunteers help move barriers, put on life vests, sell tickets, do all the things that make the River Festival work. And it is a community-wide, we all pitch in to make it a celebration.
Tim Norton and Wichita Festivals, Inc. President Mary Beth Jarvis are our guests this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. If your Memorial Day plans have you out on the lake or maybe doing some outdoor grilling, the weather couldn't be better. It's going to feel more like July or August with temperatures soaring even higher. Clearing this morning, warming up this afternoon with a high 92. Tonight's low in the upper 60s. Saturday's high 94, 95 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward here on a Friday as we go into the Memorial Day weekend, Ted.
Yeah, Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein under fire after multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. could be facing charges in New York. A police source telling Fox News he will turn himself in today.
This development comes during simultaneous investigations by the New York Police Department and federal prosecutors. The claims stem from many women in entertainment, some of them very well known. The allegations surfaced last year amid rumors that have been around for decades. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered in March that the New York Attorney General take a closer look at the allegations and why a Manhattan DA did not pursue them. Weinstein says none of the claims are true. His attorney has said nothing about any plan for Weinstein to turn himself in tomorrow. In New York, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And businesses are now severing ties with Morgan Freeman, this after the actor accused of sexual misconduct.
Two of Morgan Freeman's commercial gigs have pulled their campaigns featuring the actor who apologized after eight women accused him of sexual misconduct and harassment. In a statement released according to Deadline, Visa is stepping back. A spokesman said, "We are aware of the allegations that have been made against Mr. Freeman. At this point, Visa will be suspending our marketing in which the actor is featured." Also early Thursday, Vancouver-based transit system TransLink also backed away, and SAG-AFTRA is reviewing a recent honor they gave to Mr. Freeman, saying it is our starting point to believe the courageous voices who come forward to report incidents of harassment. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Dreams come true for a young fan battling cancer. This thanks to a community's heartwarming efforts and a superstar.
13-year-old Cora of Washington State and her best friend Catherine were stoked to see Taylor Swift's upcoming concert in Seattle. But when Cora was diagnosed with stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma, her doctors advised her to stay away from crowds, saying chemotherapy treatments would compromise her immune system. Local news got wind of her story, and on the day of the concert, the teenagers were given a VIP ride by firefighters to a private entrance where they were able to meet and hang out with the superstar before she took the stage. An evening which almost didn't happen transformed into a memory the best friends will never forget. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's take a look at the debut of a short film from Facebook, and this is trying to shed light on Facebook's efforts to combat fake news.
In an 11-minute video called Facing Facts, Facebook employees detail their fight against misinformation. With images, reps say they work with third-party experts trained in visual verification to scrap metadata from photos to find out
where the image was taken and cross-reference that against the context in which the image is being used.
But when it comes to posts, data specialists have to target what's false without suppressing free speech.
We have to get this right if we're going to regain people's trust.
The clip comes following accusations of censorship and backlash over the spread of misleading information. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, there's always time for a love connection.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Andy Cohen.
Are you guys ready for even more love connection?
The Bravo host is going into season 2 of hosting the new version of Love Connection on Fox. He says the gig has taught him a lot so far, mostly about other people.
I've learned that I like to meddle in other people's business and hear about first dates and really get in there, and that I root for everybody, and that I'm the sucker who thinks that true love is just going to happen like that. Every time a couple walks off, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to officiate their wedding.
There are stories told on this set from couples' first meetings, which can reveal a lot about first date behavior.
What surprised me is the amount of times people are late for a first date. They don't dress for their date. They're on their phone. They don't give the person a chance. You know, we live in a world where people like to swipe so quickly and they judge people's looks so quickly. And people need to get to know each other, and you might find something inside that you never would have realized was there.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
My favorite TV show of all time is Saint Elsewhere. And it was 30 years ago tonight, the big finale of Saint Elsewhere was on NBC. Still one of the more talked about series finales of all time, in which we learn that the entire series took place in the autistic mind of one of its characters. Yeah. Wow. Saint Elsewhere came to an end 30 years ago tonight. We also had 30 years ago today the release of a couple of movies in Wichita to kick off Memorial Day weekend. They were both sequels. 30 years ago today, the release of Crocodile Dundee 2. Did we really need Crocodile Dundee 2?
No.
Well, the original, of course, was a big hit. Well, and so was the sequel. It did very well. It grossed $109 million in the domestic box office. Second highest grossing film that year for Paramount. only behind Coming to America. It was a big movie, Crocodile Dundee 2. I believe I did go see that in the theater. Not very proud to say that.
Oh, well.
It was also the same day the release of Rambo 3 came out. Action-adventure film depicting fictional events during the Soviet war in Afghanistan, and Sylvester Stallone as Rambo. Interspersing himself in the middle of all that.
Mm.
The 1990 Guinness Book of World Records deemed Rambo 3 the most violent film ever made at that time, with 221 acts of violence, at least 70 explosions, and more than 108 characters killed on screen. Those records have since been eclipsed.
And a really good plot to go with it.
Well, yeah, there you go. The film got nominated for 8 Raspberry Awards,
okay,
including Worst Screenplay, Worst Supporting Actor, Worst Picture, Worst Director, and Sylvester Stallone won a Razzie as Worst Actor that year in Rambo 3.
There you go, Sly.
Uh-huh. All right, let's finish up with some of the late-night laughs. Let's check in with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
Get this, I saw that Disney World announced that they are finally serving alcohol at every restaurant in the Magic Kingdom. Parents will say, these giant teacups are spinning too fast, and kids will be like, we're not even on the ride yet. It's like, you're my best friend.
Well, that was the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon there. I'm checking in with him. Let's get a preview of the movies heading into the weekend here on Memorial Day.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Pulino. The much-anticipated Ron Howard Helms Solo, A Star Wars Story, hits theaters in this origin story. Han Solo meets his future co-pilot Chewbacca and encounters Lando Calrissian years before joining the Rebellion.
I thought we were in trouble there for a second, but it's fine.
Film stars Alden Ehrenreich as Solo, with Donald Glover taking on a younger Lando Calrissian. And How to Talk to Girls at Parties, Elle Fanning and Nicole Kidman star in this fantasy sci-fi set in early punk rock era London, as an alien touring the galaxy breaks away from her group and meets two young inhabitants.
This is no ghost story.
And in an unusual move, Elle Fanning stars in another movie, Mary Shelley, which tells the story of Mary meeting poet Percy Shelley and the love affair that resulted in Mary writing Frankenstein. Also in theaters,
she's blind.
In Darkness, Game of Thrones' Natalie Dormer stars as a blind musician who hears a murder committed in the apartment upstairs from hers that sends her down a dark path. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
There you go. There's your movies heading into the weekend. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you got things to do here on this holiday weekend. Why don't you head on down to K15 at 208 South Baltimore and check in there for some tasty pizza. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pizza John's in Derby.
844 now. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, talking about promoting local interest in aviation careers. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.